my baby, my darling. Am I going to embarrass you now with all your fans out there?
He looks great for his age.
You think so?
Yeah. Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Mama Mary!
I didn't catch that yesterday. Did I hear her say, you think so?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Like I don't?
Boy, you were cheesing like a kid on that photo I plastered all over social.
Define cheesing.
Your cheeks are up to your forehead. You're happy you got some. Shout out to everybody that participated.
That
the boss,
show.
Too. Did you say thank you to him? He made it happen at Ritter.
Well, let me tell you something.
The chef called the station for you. So did Bob. Did Molly.
Let me tell you what happened between me and the boss. I should say what happened between the boss and
I.
Me.
I would say I.
Yeah, but you'd be wrong. So after the show, I start walking to the boss to say thank you.
Oh, I saw this.
And before I can say thank you, he looks at me and he goes, don't ask me for anything for the next 6 months after today.
Ah!
I was going to say thank you, and he said, hey, don't ask me for another thing for the next 6 months.
Yeah, you know. I saw it a little differently. There was contact. Might have been a bro hug.
Oh, there was a fist bump, barely.
They were like,
barely.
Who did Pete Rose not love? Johnny Bench. Remember, they didn't like each other.
Well,
yeah,
Bench just didn't like to get asked about
the chef
Pete Rose.
Called. As busy as he, and Molly,
not that busy, man. Remember
he's
Rick Sutcliffe?
An actor.
No, he's not.
Of course, I got the show wrong.
It's called a cameo. Yeah, you butchered that.
Well, thanks, Bonte pointed that out. Like, anyway, I said, man, he might get an Emmy. Dude, he called you and sent you a jersey. Did you you put that up on your wall?
Not yet.
That's where it's going, though?
Yeah,
I'd have it on today.
I'll put it in. Well, I didn't want to get on Curry about this or Raymond, but...
That's your size?
I think it was like a medium.
So you tried it.
I think it was specifically to be put in a frame.
That was dope, man.
Yeah, that was great. Thanks for posting that, by the way.
And thanks for Spadoni, Evan, Bonte, Shasky, setting the tone of yesterday with everything that went on with Oakland.
Yeah.
I'm still sad.
Yeah.
I think something's going to fall apart and they come back.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Hopefully it all goes to hell.
Hey, dude, what do you base that on? Heart?
Coming up in about 8 minutes, we're gonna do a little bit of a different Sounds of the Week. The New England Patriots, obviously, were once coached by Bill Belichick. It's his first year not coaching the Patriots.
Yeah.
He coached them last year.
Of course.
This is his first year out of the booth.
And why are you saying this?
Well, because you said it was
boy. Hey, when I say Patriots, give me an old school player you think of.
Steve Grogan.
Daryl Stingley.
Okay.
And Russ Francis.
Russ Francis.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, by the way, we got a couple minutes here. I do want to bring Evan in.
We call him E-Dog.
Huh?
Okay. We touched base with Evan yesterday at 10:30, a few hours before that game. He was out there, gave us a great piece of content. How did how'd the rest of the day turn out at the Collie, and was it as festive as it could have been? Were people safe? Were people responsible?
Well, first of all,
damn
you two for almost making me cry on air.
Dude, Evan,
so
I did not, man.
No.
But we didn't know.
It was. It counts as a
third tier.
Maybe not a cry, but...
Stephen Orlando.
A choke up.
Stephen Orlando.
A little bit of a choke up.
Yeah,
Stephen Orlando.
No, I mean, seriously, the one thing that hit me yesterday was it doesn't matter if you're 75 years old or 25 years old. If you miss the team and you have a history with it.
And he does.
It's brutal. And Evan goes back 20 years of memories.
But
so.
Listen to this. I got a sick problem. Like, yesterday was your birthday, but I was so happy it felt like mine.
Good.
So what I'm about to say about Evan,
Dynamite.
It's his life in photo, but I feel like I was in it. Did you see what he posted when he was born? They're at the hospital, my pops and Evan, and a baseball with the A symbol on the baseball in the hospital.
The day you were born?
The day I was born. Yeah, my dad sent me that photo yesterday to the group chat, said, have a fun time. And then my brother responded, well, why'd you guys do that with me?
Dude, that's just like...
Maybe that's why he hates baseball.
I'm going to show you the picture during the break. It was incredible. He's an A.
Well, I got a buddy. I hope he doesn't mind.
Harry.
No. His name's Matt. Matt Davies, actually. Hope he doesn't get mad. But he's a friend of our families, and he posted a photo of being at an A's game when he was in first grade. He saw his first A's game in first grade.
He had
an A's jersey on and a hat, and then he posted a photo of him yesterday at the last game.
Now, that's dope.
And he's probably about my age now, so it was pretty
Evan,
cool.
Did they rush you out after, or was it one of those? No, you can hang around and take in the moment, because I know Kotze got on the mic. I don't know what he said, but how was that
part of it? I think I'm
going
to play that, but go ahead. Go ahead, E.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you want to, you can play the whole thing, but... They didn't do anything as far as rushing people out.
Man.
I think they tried to incentivize people leaving by giving them vouchers, and they were giving out these collectibles that you had to exchange the voucher for. But I was lucky enough that one of my buddies who worked for the team actually took us out through kind of the inner sanctum, through the bottom of the Coliseum. So we actually went out through the players' lot. So I didn't get a chance to go through the gates or over the bridge for a last time. I kind of... made my peace on the way in, but yeah, it was cool after the game. Honestly, I don't know. Like, people were grabbing dirt off the field. One thing that did hit me though is watching Dallas Braden. He embraced his grandma for probably like 5 minutes just on the pitcher's mound. Like, it was just him and his grandma, because his mom passed away.
Man,
the whole story behind his perfect game on Mother's Day means a lot more. But just watching that, he was there with his family. Everyone was there. I mean, it was just a big ass party, like 50,000 people.
By the way, shout out to Barry Zito. I thought he did a nice job.
We were waiting for the Carl Lewis. He killed it.
I give that guy a lot of
guts.
Props for that.
Yeah,
I only cried once during the game. It was during that.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's
Sirianni.
I couldn't even hear the. Yeah, I went full Ray Lewis.
Right. Oh man! I tell you what, let's play, because I haven't heard this in its entirety. Mark Kotze, this is about 2 minutes. He addresses the crowd after the game, and it's really cool from what I hear.
To share with all you how privileged and honored I feel today to stand on this field. It hit me last night. I know it's been hitting us, all of us, at different times. For me, it was after the game last night. I walked into this stadium. My amazing wife dragged me down onto this field, and we took it all in. Keep this short, because I don't really know if I'm going to be able to make it through this. To the staff who've dedicated their lives to the Oakland A's, especially those who aren't coming with us, I am forever grateful and will never forget you. And to all of you, on behalf of my staff, myself, this team, all the past players and coaches, everyone who's worn the green and gold. There are no better fans than you guys. Thank you all for loving the game of baseball. Thank you for your lifelong support of the Oakland A's. And last, I want to thank you guys for coming out today to share this moment with the club that I'm so proud of. We've played our asses off this year. We still got three left, gentlemen. I think we all should pay homage to this amazing stadium that we've had the privilege and pleasure of enjoying for 57 years. And I ask you for one more time to start the greatest cheer in baseball. Let's go!
Oh, man.
That's really cool.
Man.
So bittersweet.
Wow.
How was that part? Sorry, but how was that part at the very end?
Well, it was also kind of special because one of my friends who works for the team helped him write the speech.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
He's a kid from Oakland, went to O'Dowd, and...
Wow.
I think one of his favorite games he went to was... There's a couple things that happened throughout the game that sent a lot of people back, like... Everyone remembers Josh Hamilton dropping the fly ball in 2012, yep, right?
I was there.
So that was in the fourth inning. In the fifth inning yesterday, in the final game, there was a drop fly ball by Wyatt Langford. And right when the sun came out, which is, of course, something that's difficult to deal with at the Coliseum. So, like, there was a bunch of kind of random things that made you feel like, I don't know, maybe there's something a little bit more about this game.
Wow. And I got to say this to you all. After I left you, Stani, after the show, I had Willard and Dibbs on. And you know I'm a nerd when it comes to a sports nerd, when it comes to the uniforms, the announcers, and all that. But I'm going Cheech and Chong. I love grass. Nothing more pretty than a manicured grass with the white chalk before a baseball game. And the Coliseum could take all its lumps and hate and shade. But what it did have, Stani and Evan and Lucas, is the best grass in pro sports, Chavez Ravine online. But, and you know what I'm saying? Like, that part is gone. And I forget, I should know his name, the groundskeeper, because Willard and Dibbs were talking about him. Evan, I think, I don't know if Evan had
it's
a picture.
It's not George Toma.
No, the guy responsible for that grass for over the years, that sod is some of the greatest grass in green and pretty, and they cut it in diamonds. And I'm driving, almost tearing up, like I forgot to give a shout out to that guy. I forget his name.
There were a lot of people that were getting dirt from the field.
Wow,
they call themselves loyal to the soil.
Yeah, I love
literally.
That.
You know what? On a day like today, I'm not going to make fun of that.
No, it's
although you did.
But you understand that was some of the prettiest grass in the game.
But, well, hold on one sec.
Okay.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Well, what made that grass different than the other 30 to 31 ballparks?
It was greener than all
greener.
Green. And it was the A's. But Stani, my gosh, you never looked at that grass? Even when you're watching on TV or if you're there, it was all just pretty. The shade, everything was on the same accord. It's better than the Twins grass. I'm telling you, I know. And I just want to give some love and props. And a lot of people saying, "Goo, yeah, that's the prettiest green, best grounds in MLB.
Well, they're saying the gentleman's name may be Clay Wood.
Okay,
or Clay Woods.
Yeah.
Anyway, Clay, there you go.
Yeah,
here's your shout-out.
You did your job.
From Daryl the Guru Johnson. Appreciate that. Boy, now I feel like pushing our next little segment back 8 minutes so we give ourselves the whole enchilada because I can't wait for this next one.
Speaking of which, last time you had enchiladas.
Well, last night I had surf and turf.
Is that like Quickway?
What the hell is Quickway?
Over by the lake, like burgers, shake, and fries.
You don't know what surf and turf is?
That's what I'm asking.
It's not a restaurant.
Yeah, it's like a White Castle.
No, surf and turf is when you have a steak and lobster. Get it? Surf, lobster, turf, cow.
I'm from the Union, and I had a good upbringing.
And a baked potato.
I got to talk to Norm today.
And
is that what
potato.
Is called, a surf and turf?
Yeah, it's typically the most expensive thing on a menu if they serve it because you get...
I don't like the name, though. It makes it not expensive. That ain't exquisite. Surf and turf. That sounds like a shake and some fries.
Isn't usually just any seafood?
Surf and turf. Maybe it's just me.
I thought it was specifically lobster.
I feel like Coolidge on White Shadow right now when they took it to the restaurant. And he was like, man.
Yeah, I don't think if you have catfish and a burger, it's surf and turf. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
What's your favorite fish?
Salmon.
Oof.
Yeah, not catfish.
Nah, me neither. Yeah. Salmon has to be cooked right.
And my wife can do it in the teriyaki sauce.
Oh
my God. With some angel pasta, Evan. I'm getting hungry now. Good God. Yeah.
Well, there's still some more cake from yesterday.
I didn't touch it.
Have a piece.
Well.
Did you see it said hit the pike?
I did see it.
Yeah.
Now it just says pike.
Pretty soon it's just going to say key.
Pike. I saw you had a piece. You had to.
Yeah, I had the ceremonial first piece. But now I was Bittersweet.
Somebody
day.
Saying, "Damn, goo, live a little." I've never heard of surfing turf like. That sounds ghetto to me, surfing. That's why I said shaking fries. Oh, okay. You know, never be like, hey, what would you like, sir? Give me the surfing turf.
Oh my God. I'm looking, shoot, it's 12:03. This happened a lot yesterday. I'm caught in between segments. And now I'm looking at the board. I didn't realize, oh my God.
Yep.
Woo! Let's push it off. I'm going to push it till 12:10 because I think we got to do it justice. Is that cool?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Evan has put together.
Dude, he said, this is my favorite.
You can't talk about the Patriots without talking about Bill Belichick. And to my way of thinking, when Bill Belichick is at his best at the podium, there is nobody better, nobody more entertaining. Yeah. I would put it. Let me ask you this.
Do you feel lied to about him now that we see a different side?
I don't.
In a crazy way, it's not his fault. I feel like it was an act. It was a good act, but now he's letting us know I was doing that, and I get it. But I didn't know he was this social butterfly, man. But Andrew Dice Clay.
But over the years, we've heard that he's not really the same with the team and the players. Okay. And the guy, like the guys in the business that he respects, he's totally different. But I would say we're going to play some of the greatest Bill Belichick sound in 5 minutes after the break or 10 minutes after the break. But I was thinking about this, Goof. I would have to say, who's on your Mount Rushmore of podium game? Podium game.
Okay.
Press conference game. What guys come to mind?
You like that?
Barry Switzer.
Really?
Yeah. Even at Oklahoma. Was he good? Dude could sit, man, that dude could sell water in the rain. He knew when they were trying to run game on him, and I thought he ran it with the best of them. That's just me.
Remember when he brought Switzer a gun onto the plane?
Oh, that I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, he got arrested in an airport. Switzer.
Jamel Holloway or Barry Switzer? That had to have been the quarterback.
Barry Switzer, I believe, was at security, and he put his bag through, and they're like, whoa. And it was a gun. Now, I can't remember if the gun was loaded. I hope not. But I believe that he got detained and...
Is Kay looking at it? You giving me a thumbs up?
He tried to bring a .38 caliber handgun in his carry-on luggage.
Wow. And it might have been on a trip, like with the team. It was like they were flying.
What are you doing at night, Barry? Wow, did you need a pistol?
Let me ask you this.
A yistle.
Let me ask you this, because you're a gun guy.
Yeah.
What's a .38? How big is that?
Like a revolver, regular like
that,
type of gun.
Like that big?
Yeah, yeah.
And is it...
Like the pop-pop ones.
Is it considered... Among the deadlier guns?
No, it used to be, but now just taking a back seat because you got a lot of other stuff now.
When you go take the life of a deer, what kind of gun do
you
use?
That's a rifle, so a Remington, 30-06 with the scope. Yeah, got to be strong too. That'll bust your nose open if you hold it.
Oh, it's got bat. What's it called when that happens?
What's your favorite animal?
Dude, I don't know why that's funny.
It's so funny, dude.
Do you know a deer is an animal?
I do, but no, that question has been asked of
how
millions
do you know
and millions of people, and you're the only person who ever said deer.
You don't have data to back that up.
No, I do. I have anecdotal data.
Evan laughs. I'm like, what's
Evan
so funny?
Knows. Evan, because why didn't you say dog or cat or even panther? Deer? Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So Bill Belichick sound coming up in 5 minutes.
But anything to, I feel let down or lied to about this new Bill that he's letting the world into. So like when he takes his next job, it will never be the same. You can go back to what you were.
How come you didn't know the word for that? When you shoot a gun and you jump back. There's a word for that. I thought if you're a gun guy, you know. And I've just seen the word here, and it's rung a bell for me, but...
It never happens to the ones that know how to shoot, so... But what's
so
the
you've
word?
Never experienced recoil.
Oh, Norm would know that. That's the word.
So when you shoot a rifle, do you jump back?
Oh, no. Not at all. Because I had recoil early on, and I had PTSD from it, and Norm was like, you got to hold on to it or it'll kick you.
So... It like hits you in the face?
In the nose, in the bridge. Like,
are you serious?
So stiny, it's the worst pain ever. It's like truly getting knocked down. Somebody hitting you in the face.
I wouldn't know that. I've never.
You avoided took a couple.
I've never. Technically doesn't count.
He's kind of ruined himself for a second go round, right? Because we know.
Well, oh, you know what? That's a good point.
I mean, it's neither here nor there, but it's kind of like.
So he's going to do
your thing now.
He's going to do TV for a year. He's going to let his guard down. He's going to let everybody in. And then next year when he coaches the Cowboys or the 49ers, when he coaches somebody, do you think he's going to go right back to being the guy he was?
He can, but my point, it won't be the same for us, right?
Possibly.
On to Cincinnati, it's not the same anymore.
Man, I mean.
Give us the bill we really.
I can't wait till.
That's why he's got the young girlfriend. He's got the personality. Yeah. I was like, how did he get. But that is not who he is off the court.
Look, he's also got the money.
But he's got humor. Women love a man with a sense of humor. That makes up for a big nose or the lack of looks.
I don't want to use women. I'll just use people's partners.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You know, they tend to like money more than comedy.
See, I used to
more
think
than
that.
Comedy.
Yeah, but sense of humor both ways goes a long way.
Yeah, see, I don't know because, you know,
look at Beyonce and Jay-Z.
I'm as funny
as
they
come. He's making her laugh.
Yeah, but I'm as funny as they come and I get nothing. And the reason is because I don't have money. Now, you give me money and a sense of humor. Then we go to the Stephen Curry night.
But you don't have a sense of humor. You're stale. Try. You know what I'm saying?
You know
come
what?
On, man. Own it.
There's two things.
Like Lo Neal.
You know I'm
that dude's funny. Lorenzo Neal?
I don't think so.
When are you going to get a heart?
He's got a couple.
That dude's naturally funny. When the boss told
me one great,
funny, it hurt.
He's got one good line. Well, cut my legs off and call me Stumpy. That's his best one.
That is his best one.
What else the other one? You can't go to the rain and pray for rain and the sun and then get mad at the mud. That's one of them.
Low deal.
That's one of them.
Yeah, he's great.
Oh, my gosh. You were the one who made the joke about Low Neal yesterday. She did.
You can say it.
No,
I don't even remember
it. Remember, we're after the show, we were basking a little, and you said, Steiny, can you believe Curry called in? I'm like, dude, it's unbelievable. I can't believe it. That guy's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, you know, we kind of heard he might, but nobody really thought he would. And you said, you know, we all kind of figured he probably wouldn't, and then we'd be stuck with Lorenzo Neal.
I didn't say stuck. I said I was blindsided when we found out we had a caller. No, I love Lo. And I said, I thought it was Lo Neal. Like, I thought it was somebody like Lo calling. And for it to be Curry.
I'll see him on Sunday. I'm going to let him know you said that.
Evan, that's my brother. Do you know I truck sat for Lo? Met his family?
I do.
I have never drove more nervous in my life if I messed up the truck today, Lo.
All right. I'll tell you what, the next segment you got to stick around for. We're going to play some Bill Belichick in honor of Belichick and the Patriots. The Patriots obviously coming into Levi Stadium on Sunday at 1:05. Coming up on the other side, nothing but chuckles and laughs. Don't miss the kickoff show this Sunday with our main men, Evan Giddings and Jason Dumas, 2 hours before the start of the game. Join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay. Presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit habaslaw.com. Mm-hmm. Hit me again, Spadoni.
I was at the Circa. Putting in work.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was a year ago, man.
Is that when we were there?
Yeah. And your daughter was with us. And
yeah.
You were pouring bottles.
That was.
In the limo.
Just a beer.
It had everything, Evan. Clear, dark.
Hey. You cannot think Patriots without thinking Bill Belichick. And for me, I can't think Bill Belichick without thinking post-game press conferences. And interactions with the media.
Yeah.
So we were thinking about this all last week, and Evan did a great job of compiling some just phenomenal sound of Bill Belichick, who you can now hear on various. He's on McAfee. What else?
Demanding cast. Yeah. You know, he's everywhere.
All right. Let's just go through this. This is Bill Belichick talking about his little aversion to a lead running back.
Are you averse to having a feature back?
What, like when Corey Dillon ran for 1,600 yards? Would I be against that? Yeah, I don't think so.
This is wow. But that's when he was cryptic, Stoddy. I was scared of him, you know?
We'll do see. Some of these fast, and we'll also get into some of them. This is where somebody said, you're going to be coaching next season. Not the Chris Paul you coaching, but what about next season?
Field today, did you have any different feelings about the end of today coming off that field?
Disappointed about the way the game turned out, sure. Yeah, let's leave it at that.
Do you expect to be coaching the team here next year?
It's disappointing the way the game finished, yeah.
What tone is that, Evan? Stiney, what?
He know at that point that he was definitely, well, he probably knew, but it hadn't been announced? Is that?
Oh, man.
Who'd they lose that last game to?
I know Brady's was Tennessee in the playoff game.
That's what he threw.
But I don't know.
Six,
yeah, but I don't know who Belichick lost to.
Anyway, don't ask Bill Belichick about his feelings because he was.
It sounds like surgery for him to talk, Stoney.
All right, this is the one of the classics, but we're gonna play it in its entirety, and this is one of those that put Belichick on the map.
You think having a
37-year-old? We're on to Cincinnati. It's nothing about the past, nothing about the future. It's right now, we're preparing for Cincinnati.
Okay, do you feel like the talent you have here is good enough?
We're getting ready for Cincinnati.
What is your response?
Well, I mean, I'm just asking, do you think you've done enough to help Tom Brady?
We're getting ready for Cincinnati.
Man, you could play that on loop, man. And they were like bees. They were coming out.
So on to Cincinnati has now become a phrase.
Oh,
that
my gosh.
We all use.
Yeah.
I mean, we all use it. On to Cincinnati.
Oh, man.
Let's listen to Bill Belichick laugh.
Can the quarterback position be evaluated this week?
I think that's when he got asked if Brady was going to start the following week, maybe. Something like that. And he just laughed.
Hit it again.
Can the quarterback position be evaluated this week?
He's got a sense of humor.
Yeah.
He's got a sense of humor. This is...
Billy.
This is a really good one on Lawrence Taylor. I'm pretty sure whom he coached in New York when he was working for Belichick. I'm sorry, working for Bill Parcells.
Got two rings.
And this is at his best. Come on, baby.
Lawrence Taylor was like that. I mean, Lawrence Taylor, he knew what every player on the field was doing. Lawrence would go out there and come in off the after the series and say, Coach, they're not blocking it the way you said they were going to block it. Here's what they're doing. Instead of him taking me, this guy's got me. He's helping. I could see that guy looking for me. If I come inside, you know, the center's going to come off. He's going to pick me up. Go look at the film and say, yeah, that's, you know what? He's right. Like, you can never get that from the sideline, but he can...
Having that both physically and mentally is really rare.
Well, yeah, that's what makes him special. I mean, that's what makes Tom Brady Tom Brady. It makes Randy Moss Randy Moss. We made Lawrence Taylor Lawrence Taylor. You know, those guys are just, you know, they just have that 6th, 7th sense.
Wow, though.
See, that's what...
Listen to the LT tell him, this is how you said it was going to be, but this is what actually is happening in the fire.
See, that's the Belichick that's incredible.
Yeah, like, no doubt.
And that's the one... What was the one... And I don't know if it's on here or not, but, you know, you can ask Belichick questions and it'll be short, short, short. And then somebody asked him about a long snapper once, and he goes into about a 3-minute
man
description on how important the long snapper is and the art of long snapping, and it was absolutely incredible. But that's why I just love listening to him, because even if you're not a football expert, he's got a way of putting it that makes it understandable. This is we're just gonna go. This is Bill Belichick.
I have multiple friendships that are important to me, and that's what that was about. So it's not about politics, it's about football. We got a huge game this week against a great football team, great organization, and that's where it all is going forward on Seattle. All right.
Coach, were you happy or annoyed that Trump read the letter?
Seattle.
Well, your team's always been good at keeping outside distractions on the outside. Given the nature of this presidential race,
Seattle.
Did you find it?
Seattle.
Did you find it helpful to talk to your players about this? Have any of your players talked to you about this? Are there
Seattle.
Any concerns about any locker room rancor as a result of this?
Give the media credit. They were dogs on a bone, but he kept Seattle. Dude, he's special.
You know what else you can tell is the beat writers who have been there for a while, they almost know that
you can keep going a little bit.
Like they're almost part of the show in a way, and they don't mind being part of the show.
Well said.
I'll tell you what, we'll take a little break here because Murillo in Petaluma,
our man,
wants to jump in here on Belichick, and he's one of our favorites. What's up, Murillo? How you doing, man?
Hey guys, everything is well. Thanks for asking.
Sure.
Hey Steiny, happy belated, man. I tried to call yesterday, but you're having heavier callers than me. So I don't know.
I missed you and Gene from Oakland.
He's too old.
Yeah, I shoot you a text message. Thank you for enlightening us through the proper lenses and how you see sports. But here's how I think about Belichick.
All
I think
right.
Belichick is one of those guys that, in the media, he won't give you much, but on a 101, I once watched an interview with Sally Jenkins from the Washington Post, and she was saying that 101, he's great. And what he believes in the podium, what he does is he doesn't want to do a verbal vomiting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is, everyone is watching what he's saying, and he believes that you're giving the opponent some edge if you keep talking too much about your problems or your team. So I think he's probably a great person on 101, but he put this persona out. What do you think about Kyle Shanahan? I think Kyle Shanahan does exactly the opposite of it. So that's my take. You guys, have a good weekend. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah, appreciate it. I don't know. Belichick, to me, Belichick is Belichick, and he's always dry, but Kyle, you can tell when Kyle's perturbed, but it feels like a lot of the times when Belichick's at the podium, he's always perturbed.
But
you know what I mean?
No doubt. But that's an act. Not that he's not perturbed sometimes, but I believe
Wait,
that.
Who, Belichick?
Belichick.
Or, okay.
But I believe both of those guys now, I really believe this, can be lives of the party. I believe their players love Kyle when he's not coaching. And for Kyle to be, and I'm not just saying it because it's rap, Stoney, but to love Lil Wayne, name his son after the Carter albums that Lil Wayne had. Huh. Kyle's done that. It's got a tattoo with his bestie.
That's true.
You know, Chris Sims, he's a wild guy, but sometimes you got to lead like the commander. And then when you get like Nahegan, we know he's the boss. But when you get to know him, you know there's a funny guy at the down the road, you know? So he's safe with the people that really aren't in his circle. But if you're in the circle, then you could be like, you know, Rodney Dangerfield. Hey. If you get my drift,
no,
I'm saying
I do.
A lot and saying nothing.
I do.
I do it daily.
This is Bill Belichick talking about, well, you just listen for yourself.
Yeah.
Dylan, specific to Chandler, how much will what happened affect your usage, you know, the way you use him in the game against the Chiefs, what happened on Sunday with him?
Well, we'll find out on Saturday. I could just Xerox you a copy of the game plan. You can send it over to Kansas City. If you got, I mean, it might be easier for all of us.
Man, oh man.
Coach, do you think the fans have a right to know about what happened with Chandler on Sunday?
Yeah, I've already covered this.
You get told more detail on something like that. You just say, okay, it's a medical situation. We don't try and find out.
I've already covered it.
When
that was the Super Bowl Chandler Jones didn't play in. Did I remember it right? Or am I remembering like you might have remembered, which would have been
No, that was misremembered. A shot. Yeah, that was a shot.
At you.
Yeah, I didn't like you.
More Bill Belichick
right, that you said Sean Lee visited you as a kid in Cleveland, or did I miss that when we were talking about you?
Yeah.
What was that connection?
Were we on Snap Face there when we were talking about that?
Together.
Yeah. Well, he's a Pittsburgh guy, you know, friend of a friend kind of thing.
Now I believe he knew it wasn't Snap Face.
See, I don't.
But when it, originally I'm like, he that, but now I'm like, that's material for him.
I'm trying to think.
The hoodie.
Sometimes, yeah, you know what? Maybe he did know, because sometimes I'll say something wrong just to see if I can get a laugh out.
Oh, you doing that?
What do you mean?
No. I was thinking more of the ins and outs.
No, I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know, and I
saying yeah. A guy's like saying.
it's your birthday still, Stoney.
No, it's not.
Yeah, the weekend.
No, it's not. Well, you know what?
Yeah, birthday week. Some people do months.
Well, my problem is there's only 3 more days left in the month.
And our age,
so I get hosed.
Yeah, you can't go too hard.
Well, I'm very proud of myself yesterday. I mean.
No, you did good.
Everything in moderation.
Yeah, that's
the key.
Mm-hmm. Except
I
wins.
Met the criteria to be selected, but I wasn't.
That haunts him.
Should haunt Jordan is
Please.
What it should haunt.
Mike making cute
I actually,
babies.
Speaking of Isaiah, I saw something that I'd forgotten about when, man, did you ever hear Isaiah go off on Jordan about the way Jordan treated Jerry Krause?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
But that
the
was
eviscerated.
It was fueled by hate, though. You know what I'm saying? You hated him. You hated Michael, so you could have talked about how Michael put milk in his cereal, and you would have had that vitriol towards that. That's what I mean. So it was tainted.
The only hate was displayed by Jordan toward his boss, the architect of 6 NBA titles. There's no way you can sit here, Daryl, and say, no, I thought the way Michael Jordan treated Jerry Krause was appropriate. No. Say it.
No, I'm going to
say that
say
is a stain.
Sorry, sir,
say
goes.
That is a stain on Jordan.
No, the stain, rest in peace to Krause, because he was an architect, but he was part of the reason it folded the way that it did, but, and that pissed Michael off. But am I going to defend Mike? Like, I think they were better than a lot of people thought. They were, Mike and Jerry were cool.
They weren't cool at all.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. What about Jerry's family that survives him? And they've got to hear.
I hated what
and
that
they've
happened
got to hear
stadium,
Michael
yeah.
Jordan.
I hated that.
Make
no,
this
I'm talking
guy
about how his wife was treated.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it.
What if I told you I think Jerry had a problem with Mike because he didn't draft him? Like when you have egos like that, Stoney, like little stuff.
I think maybe Jerry didn't like him because Michael tried to humiliate him at every turn.
All right.
More Belichick.
Give it to me.
I think I remember this one.
So it seemed your team rallied around your quarterback to some extent. To drop down to number 3 on the depth chart at the most important position and still beat a good, well-coached team that decisively, what does that say about just where your team is right now, just how good it is right now?
I don't know.
One more time. Dude thought he just said the most poetic question, Stoney. You know what? Phil loves this, and Phil was like, yeah. The dog sniffed.
So it seemed your team rallied around your quarterback to some extent. To drop down to number 3 on the depth chart at the most important position and still beat a good, well-coached team that decisively, what does that say about just where your team is right now, just how good it is right now?
I don't know.
Tell me you would just, oh, man, dude.
That.
And why do we get off on that? Because that's just
funny.
Raw in.
You know why? I'll tell you why we like it, because it's kind of the opposite of coach speak. It's just a guy who doesn't want to share any information, so he's not even going to lapse into cliches.
Dude broke it down, all that. All he got was, I don't know.
This has, apparently Bill, one of these press conferences had some microphone issues.
Stupid thing. Stupid thing.
Oh, man, Stoney.
How about this from the YouTube chat. You better win if you act like that, though.
And I think he checked that box.
Yeah. Last one.
Which, it's hard to find anybody's role on our team that's the same every week, so... Is there another part to that, or was that both parts in there?
When I didn't think you were going to like it, I didn't want to end it with it.
Well, then, then we want to end on a high note? No problem. Go on a high note, then.
There's a report out that Stephen Jackson...
Well, let's just end on a high note.
See, they're in on it.
No, he gave it to you. He gave you a glimpse, Donnie.
Yeah, the media's in on it.
Let's end it on a high note.
Anyway, thank you, Evan. Great job. Appreciate that. We were talking about that last week, about having some fun with Belichick and the Patriots. And part of it was because we were thinking, well, what are we going to talk about with the Patriots? Nobody knows any of their players.
I got one for you.
Oh.
Funniest or best personality, most outgoing head coach in the Bay Area since you've been here?
Okay. Since I've been here. Oh, boy.
Silly, funny.
Oh, boy.
I already got my answer. It's not even close.
Okay, go ahead.
Nelly.
Nelly was great. Well,
he smoked trees for last sake. Come on.
Let me clarify. I got to clarify. Not when he was coaching. That was a habit he picked up after he was retired.
Can I tell you how
the
guru computer processes that?
Yeah.
These drugs are not for me. They're for my friend. Hey, you smoke's not it, but hey, he did not while he was coaching. But that's how I took that. But Nelly was so good. He was awesome. I'm mad at him about Chris Webber. Like, I wonder right now, would he say he regretted that, not closing the door, going to the Hilton, having a pop with Webber and fixing that? Because that could have been what could have been.
Well, you remember Nelly was actually tight or had a relationship with Webber's dad. Remember, he would talk to Weber's dad.
Not good enough.
Weber was young. You don't put any blame on Webb?
Oh, no.
I mean, I do.
The trade had to come from upstairs. And but Nelly should have been like, let me sticky icky and smoke. Get my mind right.
Tell
the people, whatever we do, we cannot trade him. We just took Phoenix. They swept us, but we took him 15 rounds, man.
Well,
oh, that hurt me.
No, Steve, you've heard that story with Steven Jackson and Barnes on their podcast.
Oh, yeah, that I did.
Where after they beat
Dallas,
they all went back to Nelly's. He lived on that high-rise right by Lake Merritt.
Now, in that sound clip, I thought they said they did smoke. Or did one of them say he smoked and the other?
No, they were all doing it, but he wasn't doing it.
It was illegal then.
I know. Yeah. But he lived, you know the place he lived in?
No.
Right off the lake, right near the...
I lived on Vernon.
Yeah, it wasn't near there. It was near the Kaiser Pavilion.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
By the way, you want to talk about a great venue. Uh-oh. Kaiser? You ever see Kaiser by the end of the lake in Oakland?
Yeah, by Mosswood.
No.
Kaiser?
That's the hospital. This is this is the arena. It was a big arena. I once saw
the Henry J. Kaiser.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
That's correct.
He lived right there.
He lived right adjacent to it, and he had the whole top floor.
Wow.
And
Hugh and Newton used to live there.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Well, of course, Black Panthers were originated in Oakland.
Rutherford's dad was in the Black Panthers.
Was he really?
Yep. Hmm. Shout out Charles.
Okay. Let's see. Coming up on the other side, we got to get into some Warriors.
Media Day Monday.
It's 12:40, so we'll get into some Warriors, and then
you said that I got to double back on about the Warriors. The way you said it was like you hadn't. I know we're up against.
We're not up against it. This has been a bad week for me. Like, you know, we got 3 minutes.
It's a normal week for it. But what? And the whistle almost came out. Yeah. Something you said, I got to share with you. Like, I'm not mad at you, but I think I am because you kind of accepted it. And I'll tell you on the other side.
No, it's 1:30. It's 12:39. We got 3 minutes.
Like right now, the state of the Warriors
in
this season and success, and Curry's telling us yesterday on the show that they're not done, they got work to do, hinges on Wiggins doing what I've been praying for 2 years. But now I feel like you've honed in on it to where you're kind of like, yeah, that's what it is right now. We've added some guys,
right.
But Wiggins and where he's at and where he can take his game 2022, as far as we're going to go.
Well, I don't know if it had anything to do with Steph calling in yesterday, but I think Wiggins is going to have a big year. I think he's going to have a big year. I think.
Now, you going Belichick on us?
I don't think we're going to even recognize him. They are high on Wiggins this year.
I mean, can play. It's never been about his play. That's the one thing. When you say that, I'm not even – that don't even penetrate.
He averaged –
It's his mental.
He averaged a career low 13.2 last year.
No Clay, and he is probably going to be the second highest volume shooter. He'll get the second most shots if he wants to.
So you think that without Clay,
I believe so.
He's really going to emerge.
Not even emerge. The ball will naturally be in his hands to where when we see him aggressive, he can do a lot. And now you need him. There is no way this team can afford to have what was Dibs' phrase, the radio station? For Wiggins?
Oh, K-Wig.
That has to be done. It has to be wiggle jiggle. We'll see.
We will see. Now, yeah.
And remember, Dunleavy told us over at the team store, they didn't, wink, wink, allow him to play in the Olympics, but they said Wiggins was in town.
Well, there was a little, you know what? Anthony Slater talked a little bit more about that situation in one of his recent stories. We can definitely get into that. But yeah, we'll play some Steve Kerr sound on the other side. Warriors Media Day, Media Day Monday, and that'll be immediately followed by Warriors Training Camp, which is in Hawaii. Hey, do not miss this weekend's kickoff show. It's on Sunday with Evan Giddings and Jason Dumas. It's 2 hours before the start of the game. And if you're down at the game, join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay. It's all presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com.
I have multiple friendships that are important to me, and that's what that was about. So it's not about politics, it's about football. We got a huge game this week against a great football team, great organization, and that's where it all is going forward on Seattle. All right.
Coach, were you happy or annoyed that Trump read the letter?
Seattle.